And what do you call a place with a rod of hangers for hanging up clothes?
Closet.
Okay, and if you have a big piece of furniture that you might hang clothes in, does that have a good one? What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of the house that keep the window out? I don't remember. What do you call this area right out in front of the house?
The yard?
Well, between the house and the yard, going right out by the door.
Porch?
Yeah. If you had a small porch that didn't have a roof on it, would you have another name for that? How old is he? What do you call a small fenced area near a barn where you might put the cows before milk?
The barnyard.
Okay, is there a separate part of the barnyard where a smaller place where you might put them just for the cows before you milk them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you had them in the
What do you call a large wooden container? It's about this big around, I guess, and it has a handle. And
a bucket? A water bucket?
Okay. And if it's made out of metal, do you call it anything?
Yeah, a water bucket. A table.
Could a wooden one be a table, too? Or would that be a
bucket? I don't know.
What do you call the heavy iron pans in the kitchen for frying food?
Frying pan, or skillet.
Same thing.
And then
something from
the fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's old
time. Always
the
fire. Do the fire just have legs on them, or are they just like a
frying pan? Well, now there is a difference, but I don't know. But I suppose the fire just had the legs. Mm-hmm. I've seen them, but I've never owned them.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Basket.
Either one? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you have one on a barrel, like a barrel of syrup or something, what would you call that?
This is a faucet, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. And how about if you had one out in the yard that you could put a hose on?
Well, that would be strange then.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into before you carry them?
Paper bag. Sometimes a ball.
And do you have a name for a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth, a heavy bag, that used to be used a long time ago, like for carrying 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed?
A compass bag. You burlap bag.
Is that the same as the first bag?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you know what they were used for? Was it just for
beans? It was about beans in it. Like sweet beans or something, cows, like that. And now, about potato in it, about sugar in it, and meal, and grits, and things like that before they started bagging it up, you know, putting in paper bags like this. You just go to the store, and buy it loose. They'd put it in a paper bag. You want 2 pounds or a quarter worth, whatever you wanted. But now, see, they do it up in bags.
Mm-hmm. When you buy it loose, you can either say you're buying it